Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday to you and yours. We'd like to welcome you to Wake Up Ministry Sunday Enlightenment Services. Thank you for gracing us with your presences on this beautifully blessed day of the Lord, Sunday, April 1st, 2016. Our services will begin with the Lord's Prayer as led by Sister Naya and Brother Yuri, followed by a scripture as presented by Sister Jay. We will then move on to a psalm as led by Sister Zai. Finally, we will be welcoming the humble man of God, the minister of God's music, Dr. Howard C. Taylor Jr., and he will be enlightening us with God's word on this glorious day, bringing us truth and light. We pray that your eyes, hearts, and ears be open, and that your path to salvation be guided and directed by God's word. Amen. Please remember that you can listen live to any of our services simply by calling in to 619-924-0821 or by visiting blogtalkradio.com/WakingUpMinistries every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can also listen to any of our archived services by visiting that same link. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook to keep up with your updates as well as get your daily dose of God's Word at facebook.com/WakingUpMinistries. Remember, if you are in need of prayer, healing, exorcism, cleansing, assistance with your spiritual warfare, or simply seeking a closer walk with Jesus Christ, please feel free to call, text, or leave a message on our prayer line at 337-502-9553, or you can send us an email to wakeupministries1@gmail.com, and we will get back to you promptly. Thank you again for joining us, and I hope you're ready to be enlightened. Thank you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy kingdom, and power, and glory, forever and ever. For thou art in thy grace, amen.
Amen.
I will be reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37. Again, you have heard that it has been said by them of old times, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Amen.
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 Psalm chapter 135, verses 15 through 18. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouth. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Morning. Thank you for joining us on another blessed Sunday, giving honor to God. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Got an awesome gentleman going to go on today, as usual. Before we get started, we're going to pray. Ladies, cover your head. Men, uncover your head. Father God, I want to thank you for another opportunity you allowed me and my household to serve you, allowing us to serve you in one of your mighty churches, Father God. We want to thank you. I pray you circumcise the hearts and the ears of the listeners today so your medication can be administered properly. Father God, I want to thank you for all you have done for all of us, giving us the opportunity in your Son, giving us the chance to reap eternal salvation. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, nor your name, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I thank you. So let's get started. We're going to be headed to Micah, chapter 3, verse 1 through 12. When you get there, say amen. We're going to do a couple other ones afterwards. We're going to do Numbers, chapter 25, 1 through 9. 2 Peter, chapter 2, 1 through 5. Okay, we're going to get started. And I say it here, I pray you, O heads of Jacob, and ye princes of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? Who hates the truth? Who hates the good and love the evil? Who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones? Who also eat of the flesh of the people and flay their skin from off them? And they break their bones and chop them in pieces as for the pot and as flesh within the cauldron. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doing. Thus said the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, and bite with their teeth, and cry, peace, and he that put it not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. Therefore, a night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you, and that ye shall not divine. And the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Then shall the tears be ashamed, and the zeveneers confound you. They shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Here it is, I pray, head of the house of Jacob, and the princes of the house of Israel, that abhor judgment and prevent all equity. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity, and the head thereof judge for reward, and the priest thereof teach for hire. The prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. Therefore shall Zion forsake, be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heap, and the mountains of the house of the Most High be the forest. Now we're going to head to Numbers, chapter 25, verse 1 through 9. And Israel, we're going to read 1 through 14, I'm sorry. And Israel bowed in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifice of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun. And the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay every one his men that was joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midian woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly, so the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, had turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, and consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore, say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of the everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midian fish woman, was Zimrah, the son of Salu, the prince and the chief house among the Simonites. Now we're going to hear 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 15. We're going to put all this together. That's what God does. Which have forsaken the right way. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray from the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Let me read a little more. But we rebuke for his iniquity the dumb ass speaking with a man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are whales without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, and to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. Now I'm going to run here real quick. The numbers. 25, 1 through 9. I read that, I'm sorry. I meant King. 1 Kings, chapter 18, 1 through 14. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah the third year, saying, go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went and showed himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, go into the land, unto all fountains of water, and into all brooks. Peradventure, we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, and we lose not all the beasts. So they divide the land between them to pass through it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. As Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him. And he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, art thou the Lord Elijah? And he answered and said, I am. Go, tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, what have I sinned, that thou wouldest deliver the servant into the hand of Ahab, slay him? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whether my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and the nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I have gone for thee, the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee, whether I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me, but I, the servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. Jump ahead a little bit. This is what I want to get to. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou, they thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hastest follow Balaam. And said Elijah to the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces. Stop there. But in Kings, Elijah was trying to not be judgmental and find a neutral ground. So he dealt with Balaam's prophet. And doing that, you betwixt yourself because they were following the doctrine of Balaam, the way of Balaam. And they were worshiping idols and eating things that they blessed or given to their false gods. And if you go back to Exodus chapter 20, where the Ten Commandments are given, I'm going to read that straight out the Bible. First commandment says, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, and any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, and that is on earth beneath, and that is in the waters underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. And over time, because God's promise and God's love, he drove the Israelites out of different places because of that, because he loved them, because these people were practicing the way of Balaam. They were following Balaam's doctrine, which goes against his commandment, not to serve no other God but him. And for God to side with that, he would have to be disobeying his own laws, his own commandments, his own rules and regulations. And even though time and time again he repented and forgave the Israelites for their transgression, but eventually there comes a time when you have to put your foot down. Sometimes you have to put your foot on some necks to get your point across. Now, God drove Moses away from Egypt because of this exact same thing. God drove Abraham out of Mesopotamia, but some of Abraham's family still stayed because of this exact reason. And they would say, well, God sent us to captivity and this and that, but God didn't want his fury to fall upon his people for not following his commandments. So they took the same teaching from Balaam, from the Egyptians, and brought it into captivity. God was bringing them to the promised land. When Moses was getting the commandments, this is what they were doing. The doctrine of Balaam, they were using everything they saw and learned from the Egyptians, who they were following, who the Muslims do now, the witches, the Catholics, and all these other false religions follow. They all follow the doctrine and the way of Balaam. And this is why God's fury is still upon us. And they got so bold, they was bringing people into God's holy places. As to say, at the beginning, they made mistakes, and God turned the other cheek. But then they come back praying and praying. And see, the way of Balaam and the king Moab, his family, his daughters, at that time, God had turned and repented on the things that he did to them. He felt sorry, and they were still doing the same thing. So, Baal chose the king because he wanted them to curse the Israelites. But he said, he can't. Jehovah won't let it. But he's like, huh, I can't. He didn't say it in these words, but his plan was to bring him out. Let your daughters bring in their men and teach them and get them to do this and do that. A woman can get a man to do anything. That is just a gift that they have. But if you're following God, you know God's commandments and what you should follow. It's like Eve got Adam to eat the apple. The daughters of Moab got the Israelites to come and worship their God and eat the food that they donated to their God. And they were whores because they were sleeping with different ones. And these were royal families. That's why they couldn't look down on them. They wasn't just an average whore. They was a royal whore. But a whore is a whore. And they also would bring them to their churches and their temples, and all their churches had homes around them which had prostitutes in them. They had male prostitutes for male, and they had female prostitutes for female. And they won't say it all, but they had kid prostitutes, and they had boy and girl, kid prostitute, because this was the way of Balaam, the doctrine that he taught. You can get rich, and they worship the god of prosperity, and that was you eat food that you give him, or you lie and you steal, or you sleep with people, you commit fornication. You commit adultery. You break the laws of God. God created a man for a woman and a woman for a man, not a man for a woman. I mean, not a man for a man or a woman for a woman or a man for a child or a woman for a child. But this is the things that they taught, and they still teach them today, and you see them in videos. You see them in the news. You see them on television, but a lot of it is cloaked. You have the Pope come and smile in your face. Meanwhile, you got a legion of devils following the doctrine of Balaam, teaching people, and they're so crafty that they use the words of God to bait you in, and you think you're right there with God, and then God wants you to do this and do that. And this is the way that they do things in Hollywood and the media. The devil controls the media right now. He controls Hollywood. He controls most of the government and most of the churches. Now, his goal is to completely get it off. And once he gets that, then the Antichrist will come and further his teachings of the law. And we'll go further into detail. But today was just more of a teaching so you can understand better what's going on with the world today. They're wicked, and they're teaching the doctrine of Balaam. And they will die one way, shape, or another because God will do it. We're going to bow our heads. Please give us a call if you need any assistance, any prayer. Father God, I want to thank you for this opportunity you allowed me to serve you. I ask that you increase the discernment of your children today, Father God. Anything that you need from me, I am here in my household, will do, no matter the consequences, Father God. I ask that you cancel all curses, hurts, vexes, hexes of any sort on our listeners today, Father God. Bless them in ways they have never been blessed without this doctrine of Balaam. And we thank you, Father God, and I pray that you increase the anointing on everyone. In Jesus' name, Father God, in your name, in the name of Holy Ghost, we accept this victory. Amen. We go further this.